One of the spinoffs of the Hutchison Effect, and I recently did an interview with John and then a gentleman named Ted Gagne down in Southern California, is looking at a variety of these effects that may apply in many ways to non-lethal weapons. The Hutchison Effect has also been really interesting because it appears to have a large anti-gravity effect. From what I've been able to see, I know there have been rumors that it could have been possibly even a psychokinetic effect. I looked at it as possibly harmonic frequencies, just a very complex scalar effect. Do you think something like that, if it was harnessed, might be able to be used for something like force fields, perhaps?
Well, the problem there is that's a huge if. As you know, I funded John's work more than 2 decades ago. Helped him do some of the pioneering stuff. They were to redo some experiments, and when we came to do the show and tell, where we had the independent body of observers, absolutely nothing happened. Now, I had worked around him enough to have come to the conclusion that I think at times something happens. The problem is getting that something under control so that it can be replicated. And John sometimes has success with that, and unfortunately it doesn't often happen when there are independent observers around.
Definitely. Well, if it was able to be harnessed, that would definitely be a big step forward for my research in terms of the largest lifter that I have now lifts just about a pound of payload, and they're really lightweight and very delicate, and so those have been things that I've been trying to work on in terms of just strength and more power. And one of the things I've noticed is that as much fun as they are, they're very linear, and in a way they would almost be better for development by an aircraft company, a place that had the resources and the engineering power to really sit down, invest some time and money in it, and develop something. I'm not sure if that will happen because the development cycle for aircraft is so much farther along, and in some ways the lifters don't have that many more advantages than aircraft do. But at the same time, having seen some of the videotapes from the 1980s, John was able to have, I think at one point there was a 70-pound bowling ball, 80-pound, I believe actually maybe it would have been a cannonball that was leveled.
There were many things that were lifted. One of the most interesting aspects of it was they were not on metal. In other words, this wasn't a big magnet, because there were things that were on ferrous that were being lifted and floating about. But he also got a variety of effects. There were items that were, you know, had destructive consequences, literally evaporate. They have items that, for instance, milled bars that had been, you know, engineered for specific tasks. The strength is done, and it would be exposed to the field, and one end of the bar would be as hard as it normally is, and the other end would be like butter. And he just couldn't explain that. There were items that twisted with multiple substances, from aluminum, wood, iron screws. I mean, it was just bizarre the way you'd have this, you know, range of effects. But again, when you said, okay, let's watch this and see what's happening so you could try to put something together, it just... never wanted to comply. And that was one of the reasons why I asked John the question about whether or not he was part of the system.
Oh, sure. That would make sense. Well, and it must have been very frustrating also, because when you're working on a project, putting money into development and research and study, you know, to have effects but then have them be unexpected and unreplicable, in a lot of ways.
Let me give you one example. We had a major show and tell scheduled, and John was set up to do that, and I had flown into Vancouver specifically for it, and the day before, they had set up the experiment and had it running and started getting thinking that, okay, the next day we'll come back in, and we'll throw the switch, and we got to get the same thing that we got, you know, just a day prior. And the problem is that he turned it on and nothing happened. And then eventually the thing that happened was they literally burned up the machine. It caught fire, and we had to wait a couple of days while we were getting some new parts to, you know, continue with the demonstration.